American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. There's been another school shooting today, this time in Georgia. Steve Harrigan has the latest available information.
Looks like the situation is to a large degree under control. What we know now as far as facts go is that one shooter is in custody. We also know that there are a number of wounded who've been taken to a local hospital. What we did see through a news helicopter was that one of those people, a woman, was airlifted by helicopter. So at least one person seriously wounded enough to be airlifted out, several wounded taken to a hospital, and all resources are on the scene.
Protests resuming at Ivy League Columbia University. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst spoke out.
No taxpayer dollars should be going to these universities. And I've called on the IRS to examine the 501c3 organizations that are backing these protests and see if they have violated any of their tax-exempt statuses by backing these protests.
This is Florida Congressman Brian Mast.
The fact that we don't see outrage is an understatement. You see, in fact, the opposite. You see the Hamas movement becoming more prevalent on college campuses again as kids return to the campuses.
Another New Jersey offshore wind farm put on hold.
The trouble with turbines, putting another offshore wind project in New Jersey on pause. Leading Light Wind asked the State Board of Public Utilities to give it a pause through December on its plan to build offshore Long Beach Island as it seeks a turbine blade supplier amid instability, rising cost, and worse. This summer, one of Massachusetts Vineyard Wind's GE Vernova blades snapped off at sea, sending up to 60 tons of fiberglass shards and foam into the water in whale habitat, fishing grounds, and Nantucket beaches, prompting a local flotilla protest. Last year, Danish wind giant Ørsted scrapped two New Jersey wind farms. Democrat Governor Phil Murphy is bullish on big wind, but Protect Our Coast New Jersey calls it a fool's errand. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
A North Carolina-based Christian evangelist says the black Republican candidate for governor of North Carolina is being castigated by the left because he has committed the unforgivable sin of independent thought. Chad Groening has more.
Democrat incumbent Roy Cooper is term limited, so the Democrats are going all out to get the state attorney general Josh Stein into the governor's mansion. His opponent is Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who is popular for his working class background and his unabashed speaking style that resembles Donald Trump and is said to be a favorite of the former president. Dr. Alex McFarland is a North Carolina-based Christian evangelist and co-host of American Family Radio's Exploring the Word. He says, unfortunately, Robinson is being castigated in the mainstream media.
He's committed the unforgivable sin in the eyes of the fickle liberals. He's a black man, a leader, but yet he's a conservative. And he doesn't toe the party line. He doesn't parrot the party narrative.
And McFarland says Democrats do not care about the truth.
They care about power, and independent thinking is not allowed. And part of the reason that Mark Robinson is in the crosshairs of North Carolina liberals is because he committed that sin of independent thought, standing for his convictions, being vocal about God, being vocal about life, standing for everything that's good and right and true, and he's paying the price for it.
Robinson trails Stein in a real clear polling average of almost 9 points. I'm Chad Groening.
Job openings came in much weaker than expected in the latest reading, Jenny Casola reports.
The job openings and labor turnover survey from the last business day of July found 7.67 million openings, the lowest level in 3.5 years. Economists believe the number of openings would top 8 million. Hires were little changed at 5.5 million, and total separations, people quitting or being laid off, increased slightly to 5.4 million. Job openings decreased in healthcare and social assistance and state and local government, excluding education. Openings increased in professional and business services and federal government. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.